3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another podcast on Foresight Sports 365. I'm your host, Greg Golden, on vacation on the beautiful Gulf of Mexico. I've sent you some pictures because that's what people do these days. And wherever they are, they're taking pictures and sending them back so everybody can check them out. So here's my contribution to that effort. A beautiful complex. I know everybody's been here. You've all stayed at the Silver Shells condominiums in Destin. We're in the 14th floor. We have some dear friends who are giving us a nice break for a middle of the summer stint here on the Gulf Coast. I couldn't be more blessed. You know what I'm saying? Very lucky. Very lucky to have great friends out there who are able to accommodate us as we go through our senior years. Well, I'm glad to have you along on this podcast. I just wanted to drop in here from vacation and to let y'all know we're having a splendid time. I've spent some time in the pool. It's wonderful. I have some physical limitations, but all were overcome over the last couple of days. And the weather has broke, too. I know if you're still in Atlanta, you've been hearing about the terrible weather on the Gulf Coast and the potential development of this tropical system and blah, blah, blah. It's been fantastic. Today is just gorgeous. We've got clouds, scattered clouds throughout the atmosphere. But you know what? It's sunny for the most part and just glorious. Of course, temperature is hot enough that the pool makes all the difference in the world. And with my physical limitations, they've also got a lift that can help you in and out of the pool. Now, I don't care much about the lift. I could probably climb in and out myself. I think I have enough dexterity to do that. I've also got some plastic shin guards that'll help me, on the curbs and stuff. But my wife will have none of that. She doesn't want another episode of me scraping my legs. Oh, listen, we're right at the end of the Destin Airport. We're right at the south end of the runway of the Destin Airport. We get planes in and out of here all the time. There's also a helicopter port right across the street that three or four helicopters fly in and out of all day long and up and down the coast. So a lot of air activity out here. It's very a nice little distraction there. But it stopped me from telling you that my wife doesn't want any injuries, so I've got to use the lift. But it's cool. It's kind of cool. And the other day I sang in front of, a whole bunch of summertime. And the living is easy. I'm on vacation. So my daughter has told me, give me an edict, no singing songs in front of her in the restaurants. So I'll pass on doing that. But any other time, it's free game. I'll break out whenever. If the song is, the song is appropriate. I always try to match the theme of the song with whatever we're talking about. Somebody will drop a name. I took a slow ride yesterday, and I'll go, anyway, back to the point of my podcast today is just to let you know when I come back from vacation, I'm going to hit the ground running. We have got, so I'll be back. I guess we're going to get back after it the 21st, and our first ball game is the home scrimmage against East Forsyth. On August 1st. So what is that? A couple of days away? We've got to introduce our new color commentator. This guy's brilliant. We did a thing the other day. He came over to my house and we walked through some stuff. We set up the equipment. I showed him that. I got him familiar with all the basics of the setup. And then I said, all right, let's record a little bit and see where we go. And I was just going to do 5 minutes. And I made it look like I was going, but I did not push the go button because I just wanted to see what he was like, and I don't have to go back and record it or whatever. He was horrible. I want a single reaction, single conversation right now. So we did that, and we started. I introduced like we were going to go 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. But my question to him and then his response was magic. And it's exactly like, I picked Mike Newsom. I picked Mike Newsom out of nowhere and said, yeah, he inquired about it. He said he was interested, and I put him on there, and bam, next thing we're doing football games together, 50, 50, 60 of them. This guy's the same way, man. You're going to love him. A lot of you know him. That's all I'm going to say. But the guy's eloquent, and it was incredible. We tried a little bit of a call, and I pulled up Alabama, Oklahoma from last year, Oklahoma's victory over Alabama, just somewhere in the middle of the game. And I said, we're not going to work players or anything like that. Let's just see how we respond to each other and get a little flow going. And so I started going on. This dude, man, all of a sudden he's telling me, oh, yeah, that guy played high school football over here and was recruited by so-and-so and this guy. I'm like, what? Off the top of your head, we had zero preparation for this. And this guy is throwing that stuff out there. So we went through. I let it go for another 20 minutes, and we had a great conversation. And I told him that you're going to have to repeat all this. A lot of this, what we're talking about here, we're going to repeat when we go live to introduce you. And I told him later, I said, we weren't recording that. I just wanted to see how you reacted to the thought. And you were brilliant. So we got that going for us when we come in. That'll be the first thing I'll do when we get back. First thing I'll do is we'll get together with Sky and introduce him as our new color commentator, our new South Forsyth game day football, home football analyst. And we'll get that out of the way. Once we've done that, we got a lot of work ahead of us. We want to catch up. This guy brought the idea in of catching up with some of the players who are in college right now and going through a training camp, and catch up with them and see what's going on, hear from them do some as the season goes along, and maybe we even bring in some current players and we roll these interviews at halftime and something like that. I don't know. Listen, this is the guy's thinking programming right now. Okay, he's stepping out of being assigned projects to thinking up projects that he can assign people to day one. So very impressive. That's coming up, and I'm super excited about it. And then, of course, the coach's corner. We'll hit the first coach's corner with the head coach James Thompson and his staff. And you know what a fabulous staff it is. Just go to the archives and cruise down our interviews. You hear from all of them. Of course, you know Cordell Stewart. I always have to drop his name because he beat Michigan in the most iconic fashion one day in September of 1994 with the University of Colorado. They call it a 65-yard touchdown pass, but he scoffed at that. Go back and listen to our interview. He tells the whole story, and he scoffs at 65. He goes, I was at the minus 23. He's saying it was a 77-yard toss, or maybe I think he launched it from the 23 and actually got it away at 25. I think it's more like a 75-yard toss. But it was certainly longer than 65. Bounced off the Michigan defender's shoulder pad right into the diving Michael Westbrook's hands. I think it was Ty Law that interrupted it. So, you know, I mean, we're talking, these guys all were NFL ball players, and I think they're all Hall of Famers now. So anyway, Slash, Cordell Stewart is the offensive coordinator for the South War Eagles, and we can't wait to hear from him again and talk a little bit. We haven't talked any real down-to-earth, what are you doing today, football. That's coming the Wednesday before our first scrimmage. So back up from August, July 31, 30th. We'll record on the 29th and have it for you around the 30th, and then we're balling on the 1st. So I'm telling you what, man, I'm super excited. Come back, we're going to get a lot of things done, and we're going to introduce you to this other dude. This other dude is going to be fantastic with this team. And, of course, I haven't mentioned Doug Thomas yet. Let me mention Doug because Doug is a stadium voice of the War Eagles, as you know. The game day coordinator for the South Side Touchdown Club. My co-partner, I was going to say my co-author, but my co-partner here in... we're co-executive producers, okay? And Doug, of course... is a great business head, and he'll be putting together the game day that's coming, and working with a new coach. So this should be a lot of fun for him. This is something fresh, and we'll see how all that comes together. He can share some of the traditions. You know, we have the inflatable helmet that we have to use. But beyond that, there's all kinds of stuff we could do with the introduction. And Coach Thompson and Coach T and Cordell and Coach McClain, the rest of the guys. Jared Honey, who's now back on the staff. We'll hear from him, too, down the road. We've already spoken to him a couple times up in the booth during the game. Not live. And we didn't get him recorded or anything, but we had good conversations. He's terrific. And I told him, I mentioned several times, usually every time I talk about him, that I bring it up that he was the homecoming king back when he was a senior here at South Forsyth. So this is the return of the king, Jared Honey, back on the staff here at South Forsyth. He was a terrific running back, if you don't know. And I think he played linebacker, too, back on that team, the 2015 team that went so deep into the playoffs. I think the next year was his senior year. But he was homecoming king, and he's back on the staff. So everybody, just remind him of that when you see him. Hey, honey, welcome back, king. Something like that. That'd be fine. All right, that's all I got for you. I'm super excited. I'm killing some time here on vacation. I can't get in the sun because of some meds for a whole lot of time. I can do 3 or 4 hours easy, and that's what we're going to do here in just a little bit. So if you've listened this far, you folks, you rock and rollers, if you've listened this far, you are a sports freak. Add that to your legacy of names. Is that a word? Legacy? Letney? What is it? I'll figure it out and get you back on the next podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Greg Golden, Forsyth Sports 365. Thanks for joining us. We will see you when we get back next week.